Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
This week we are taking a look and a listen to the 5-hour police interrogation of Wendy Adelson. Continue with that right now.
And he has family and stuff in the hospital.
No, there's no family here. Right, I know, but I mean, there's no family here. Girlfriend, anybody come down, nothing. Amy, I don't know if Amy knows yet. I don't have Amy's phone number. Amy's on Facebook. I'll contact her later. She's on Facebook. I mean, she can be found. Yeah, I was thinking of one more thing. This is really tangential, but his friend I told you about, Matt Price, his wife's brother was killed. So if you're going to call someone first, Matt's going to lose it. So
I don't intend on calling Matt. I just need to have the background on different associates and friends and so forth. You know, my objective is to find out who did this. So based on what you've told me, I'm going to take that information, compile it with other information that other investigators have worked on, and we'll see where it leads.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying anybody that you told me about is any way involved.
Is there any sign of stuff being stolen from the house?
I can't discuss that.
Okay.
So.
But you are discussing that you don't think he's going to live.
Well, I'm telling you a fact that I know. He's not going to live. He's not going to live. Okay. So.
Is he dead now?
Well, we already discussed. I already discussed that with her. His he has enough injury that's traumatic enough that he's not going to be able to recover from it.
Did Lynn already go get the boys?
Yes. What's happening right now is Lynn's on her way here. She doesn't have car seats. Going to take the car seats out of your van, put them in Lynn's vehicle, and she's going to go directly to Creative Preschool.
She has a key to my house, so she can
pick up the kids. If I get a chance to, when she arrives, I will talk to her briefly and basically tell her, you know, let's wait on discussing anything with the children.
Of course.
I'm sure she would do that anyway.
Right? Yeah, I wonder if it would be better if she didn't know. Because she's going to be dead. Like, what if she can't then drive and go get the boys? Like,
okay, but let me just say to you, I didn't know anything when I came here. So my husband Googles and says there was a shooting on Trescott Drive this morning.
I got a call from my real estate agent who heard something.
So I know that I didn't know why I was coming here, but anybody with more sense would have known that.
John told you that?
Yes.
When you told him you were coming here?
No, they found John. Interestingly, they found John's cell phone number.
They found me eating lunch. I don't know how that happened. I'm fascinated still.
They have ways of finding.
Yeah, it's interesting. So you called my, they called my husband's cell phone, and he was like, here she is. Talk to her. And they said, you needed me at the police department, so I came.
Right.
It was not a...
What did you think I needed you for?
I wasn't thinking it was good news, but I didn't, you know, my thought was that Danny had probably assaulted you. That was my thought.
I think that was Lisa's thought when she's like, I heard there was a shot on Trescott, so I hope you're okay.
So that...
The realtor.
Yeah.
So that was my, you know, but this scenario, which is now not seeming real to me,
I just keep picturing the kids.
Right. No. So there's no point in doing that. Don't do that.
So when Lynn gets here, I'm going to just ask her to take the kids to her house.
Instead of my house?
I think that's much
more
better.
Reasonable?
Is that better? She has a TV. They can watch TV.
Yeah. I know, but they've been there before.
A bunch.
Yeah,
they're very comfortable there.
Do they have children of their own?
They've got four kids. They're grown, but...
Take them there.
Okay.
I'm going to go make sure that I don't miss her.
Okay.
Thank you.
Lynn Grossman, right?
Mm-hmm. This is Sarah, by the way.
Hi, Sarah. Are you a victim advocate?
I am.
I said you used to be a victim advocate. Was that
That's not true. Yeah, I've done lots of stuff like that.
I recognize your name, and then she explained.
What's your last name?
Latour. I've only been here about 2.5 years.
I am losing my shit.
Well, that would be appropriate. I think you should do that. I think if you don't do that, that's
Jane,
not right.
Who would have done this?
I have just
and
one
are they
idea.
Going to come after my kids? Or me? Who's next?
Is Jeff this much of a lunatic?
I don't even think of Jeff. I hope to God not.
Let me ask who Jeff is.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I think you should. I think that... Wendy's been seeing a guy called Jeff.
Who's a friend of Jane's.
But who's jealous.
Yeah.
Are you still currently seeing him, or is it something you kind of let taper off?
It's been a bad week.
Okay.
Yeah, Jane and I actually went for a walk together Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Earlier this week.
But you've taken a one-week break from
Jeff.
I took
a one-week break from communication with Jeff to figure out what to do.
Okay.
Because we've been dating for like
a year.
9 months, like 10 months, a year.
And when you use the word dating to you, is that's my boyfriend, or is it more of just dating,
yes.
like the casual?
Okay. Yeah.
No, he was my boyfriend and involved with the kids, and I mean, yeah. And we had kind of a fight recently, and he's been trying to get back together, and I didn't know if I wanted to, and so he actually, the morning that I gave that talk, my boys were there and Jeff was watching them, so I could give the talk, like he's... Jane, do you think I have to tell them about him?
I think you have to tell them about him because that is the only,
God forbid.
The only thing that I can imagine related to you, related to Danny, would be
the only
Jeff.
Thing I could come up with was like his girlfriend Amy is recently divorced, separated, not really divorced.
Sure. So either of those people.
Like the jealous boyfriend types, like what if the ex-husband.
Right, totally. And you know that this divorce has been very stressful, and Jeff has been very stressed out by the stressfulness of your divorce.
I mean, I'll tell them this, right? Like, can you tell
them? And when Investigator Isom comes back, you guys can just, you know, say, and he'll ask all the questions that investigators ask that I don't think of very often because I'm a victim advocate and I don't think of
right.
things.
But I think you do have to tell about him.
Yeah. I wasn't...
You weren't thinking
not telling
of
on purpose.
No, I'm sure.
I wasn't thinking of it. I just kept thinking, like, who in the world...
Is he someone that has... you know, access to...
He's a professor of social work.
Okay.
He's former right. military.
Yeah. But, I mean, you don't think about this guy as like, oh, there's the kind of guy.
Right.
I mean, I would more just as like say that maybe you did this.
Right.
It's just relationally, he's jealous.
Right.
Something is bad.
This or that.
I'm just assuming that this isn't true for the moment, but I guess that's not so.
And you have to look at it this way. Telling them this, if anything, will help them disqualify Jenny.
Right. That's important to do.
Yeah, of course. Do you want to give them his number?
I don't. I can give them.
They have my phone.
They certainly have a ton of stuff from him. So I Googled Trescott shooting.
Thank you for being here. So you Googled Trescott shooting, and what do you see?
Just that, you know, police investigate shooting on Trescott Drive.
And it's on the news.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the media here tends to get places, and they can't really stop them from being outside.
How often is there a shooting in, like, northeast Tallahassee, right?
On Trescott Drive?
Not so often. This is what I can't figure out. How do they, like, how did he get to the hospital? Like, did he call 911?
No, a neighbor, according to WCTV, here.
And this should be said, the police department won't release his name until they notify
the family.
And them being in Canada puts a little bit more of a wrench into our notification because it's a little bit more difficult to do internationally.
Oh
but
my God.
We're in the process.
And there's really... His injuries are really terrible.
The police got notified because a neighbor... Is it a picture of the house? Oh, my God. You can see the car. You can't tell it's our house.
Well, yeah, right.
You can't
tell it's not your house. It certainly appears to be a house like your house.
And they say the 2100 block of Trescott Drive. It must be still blocked off. I bet it's going to be blocked off for a while.
It's certainly a crime scene, obviously a crime scene.
But it's like a thorough... I mean, a lot of people use that as like a drive-through.
Now, people obviously know about this. Danny did show up places today.
I don't know that he had anywhere to show up today. Did he? Like, did you know? Because, like, it's summertime. He works from home, right?
Right, but there are people... But, you know, imagine if any of us fall off the grid from 11 o'clock this morning, any colleagues...
That had a meeting, or whatever,
all of the stuff he does over the phone.
Right. Well, he and I were supposed to talk about where Ben was going to school, and it was very unlike him that I was the one who had to call him. So, like, he called early this morning. I had a repair guy at the house, and he called early this morning, and I left a message, and then I called him back. I have the phone record. He called at, like, 9. And he told me, he went to Premier, so he says, I don't know, like, I think he went straight from dropping off the boys to go to Premier. And then he said, I'm going to do an exercise class that gets out at 10:15 or 10:30, and then we can talk after that. You remember how I had a voice thing? Like, I hadn't talked to him. He was like, I know your voice is bad, like, is today work? And he said we could go for a walk at the law school, or we could... talk, like, and I have this message on my phone from him, which is why I said to the officer, there's no way he did this to himself. Like, zero chance that he shot himself. You know Danny.
I think there's zero chance
Danny
would kill himself.
Yes, zero chance. Like, someone did this to him.
Oh my God.
So, he had plans that we would, like, I mean, he said this at 9, like, we'll take a walk, we'll figure this out, we'll talk about school. And then I called him at, like, 11:45 or so and left a message. Okay. And that was, I thought, weird. But I thought, whatever, like,
he's
in a meeting.
And you probably thought, oh, good,
I don't have to talk to him. But I was really anxious about speaking with him and having this be a contentious issue about where our kid
is
going to go to school.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't hear from him, and I didn't think too much of it. I just thought, like, well, he'll just call me later. And then at around noon, I had lunch plans at 1, and I was supposed to go to a friend's engagement party tonight, and it's called a Stack the Bar engagement, so I went to go find bourbon. So I went to drive to ABC Liquors, and I went to go through Trescott, and it was blocked off. So I went around, and then I looked for bourbon, and then I got gas. That's why I was trying to show the officer, like, I have receipts from all these things, but I don't know if it matters if they're at noon. I mean, obviously, like... I would be one of the people that they would think did it.
Well, you have certainly the most contentious relationship with Danny that anyone has.
Yeah.
You know, but
they swabbed my hands.
Well, fair enough.
Gunpowder.
They should.
They asked
me
if I washed my hands since noon, and I was embarrassed to say I hadn't. I last washed my hands.
Oh God. Yeah. No, I think Jeff is somebody that they should talk
okay.
to.
Okay.
And I don't know of anyone else.
They were asking, like, does he have gambling debt? Does he have? And I'm like, the only person he owes money to is me. Like, there's no one. He's a straight shooter, right? Like, he's not an alcoholic. He's not a gambler. He doesn't have a sex addiction. He doesn't, you know, like, he doesn't have any, like, weird stuff going on in his life.
No, he's a difficult guy, but he's not a...
That's what he was saying. He's like, is there anyone that hates him? And I'm like, he's difficult, but he's difficult
he's
in, like,
liked.
An ivory tower kind of
he's
way.
He's not liked, but he's not...
He's not liked, but he's not hated.
Certainly not, and he has people who love him.
How do his students feel? Like, is he, like, are law students receptive to him? Like, oh, this is a great...
I think there's some that really like his method, and there are a lot who don't like him at all.
So you say he's more disliked?
He's a very abrasive guy.
Does he challenge you, kind of? Would that be a good...
He's challenging. He loves to argue, so... He's fairly elitist, so, like,
he's
the students...
Very elitist. Oh, my
students
goodness.
Felt, like, put down by him a lot.
Okay.
And so they feel, like, insecure and... But again, we're not talking about, like, hateful and awful. We're talking about, like, difficult.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And he has colleagues who really don't like him.
But not enough to...
But this is a different... Right, it's a like, different... Right.
They don't like him, they don't want to go to lunch with him.
Right.
He doesn't make friends easily, but it's not like he makes a ton of time.
And he has a lot of... And he has very close connections... At the temple.
That's what I said. He's
important in the Jewish community, and he's loved, and he's
and there
serious academic.
Two Jewish temples in Tallahassee, or just one?
It's kind of complicated. There's
three,
Temple
please.
Israel, which is the Reform synagogue. There's Shomrei Torah, which is the conservative one that he belonged to.
Okay.
And then there's Chabad, which is sort of like, it's not really clear. It's kind of like a proselytizing thing. And he would donate money there and bring the kids to events there and spend time there. So he was sort of affiliated with two of them and bring the kids to stuff at Temple Israel too.
I mean, he's very, very connected across the Jewish community.
Yeah, he's very involved.
He's also very, like, he had a major Jewish education, so he's extremely knowledgeable about Judaism and, you know, he cares deeply about how people interpret scripture and law and rule and practice, and he's involved in all those sort of debates at the community level, and it would be hard to overestimate how involved he has been in the Jewish community. He has a lot of connections,
and it was kind of one of the reasons why we got divorced is I just, like, I'm Reform, I'm kind of culturally Jewish, like, we just had really different religious perspectives.
Oh, darling.
I'm in the middle of a fucking nightmare.
I didn't want you to be married to him, but this was not the method.
Well, that's what I said to the officer. I was like, we had a rough time, but
this has been a terrible time.
The father of my children.
Right.
And things were entering a new phase where he has this girlfriend and he's out of town a lot, and that was nice.
I don't know.
That's why I know there's just, I mean, given his personality and everything, there's no way that he did this.
No, he didn't.
He had plans to be out of town. He was leaving on Saturday.
And he was delighted, like, with Amy, and he's been delighted with this.
Yeah.
And delighted with the boys, and
yeah.
And delighted with...
No, he didn't do this. So somebody did.
He was angry and upset about the divorce. Really, really angry at Wendy. Really, really angry. But really pleased with things that how things were going to go
forward.
It's
been 2 years, and things for him were a lot better.
Do you mind if I get Mr. Eisen to kind of tell him about Jeff?
I think you should
okay.
do that.
Let me go grab him, okay?
I can't believe you brought your own drink here.
Well, I wasn't sure how long I would be here. I was thirsty. I had just arrived home to pour, say, a glass of wine when they called and said, don't you want to go to the police department? I said, Jay, no, not really.
You believe me that I didn't do this, right?
I assume you didn't do this, but, you know,
I wish I had I was home working on a paper that's due.
Well, you know, you have that, you know, you'll
have... I sent it in, like, I sent edits to
you'll
someone.
You'll have...
I hope they have the time log.
Of course they will. All of that is evident. You know, you will... You know, you don't.
I understand why they think it would be me, but...
Of course it would be you. If it's not you, Jeff would be my vote. Now, again, just going by, you know, likely... I agree with you.
It can't be an accident.
He didn't do this. Jeff, I mean...
I hope the body that
I hope Jeff didn't do it, but, I mean, I don't think Danny did.
Somebody shot Danny...
Like, to death? Holy shit.
I didn't even know that he was still living. Sarah told me that, and then I started freaking out. I was like, I want to get the boys over there. Like, is he scary looking? Because I want, like, if he's not going to make it, but he's okay, or he's not, like, I wanted the boys to be able to be
with
him.
Shouldn't somebody be with him?
I know, that's what I said. I was like, he's there, and he's all alone. Like, I was like, is he with...
Shouldn't somebody who loves him?
Yes. Should I go?
I don't know about you.
Someone needs to go there.
I know.
He's by himself.
I mean, really, he's by himself?
I don't think they haven't called the family yet. They haven't called his parents. They were like, what are his parents' names? They're asking
me. How about the rabbi?
Oh, that's a really good idea.
How about the rabbi?
Can you ask them?
Yeah, we'll do that right now.
So there's no rabbi at Shomri, but Rabbi Schneuer Oyerman, that's really his name. Yeah. He, him or Jack Romberg.
They need to go.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Yes. Especially if he's not going
to
make it, so that they can.
He needs to be blessed. If they can, he needs a blessing.
Okay, yeah. Thank you so much for being here. I was sitting in this room by myself, losing my mind. I was at lunch with Janine and Ritu. I don't know if you know them, friends of mine. And these officers walk in, and I ate a lunch. Like, I had a whole delicious lunch. And they're like, are you Wendy? We need to speak with you. And I was like, oh my God, are the boys okay? Like, and they were like, the boys are fine. And then I thought, oh my God, like,
what's that going on?
Like, who's finding me here? And they wouldn't tell me. And so he said, I need you to get in the car. And so he drove me, and I started like, I just was like, what's going on? And they're like, your husband. And I said, ex-husband. And they're like, ex-husband? So they didn't have the, like...
Yeah, well, I mean, how do they know? They're just starting this.
So they thought we were still married. And so I was telling him everything, you know, and then I was thinking, oh my God, now they probably think I'm a suspect. I should...
But of course you're a suspect, and you're a smart suspect. You should be the suspect. But, you know, I mean, you're not gonna get framed for a crime.
Right.
You know, and... it is in your absolute interest to in every way
tell them
everything, because to the extent that if they don't know whoever did, if this goes unsolved, that's
so
the worst
scared.
Thing for
I'm
your
so
boys.
So many things, Jane. Like, do you think whoever did this is going to come after the kids?
I'm very worried about that. And I think
I don't want to be like left alone in that house. Like, I want protection. I'm scared. I don't know who this is. I don't.
Okay. Well, I mean, you should maybe go and stay. I think you should go stay. Can you go to Lynn and David's?
Ellen, yeah.
You should.
They have lots of bedrooms. I could just stay.
You should.
There
I mean, the boys
bit.
Are there.
Yeah.
And
I need to pick up a few things. Like, I would need my contact lens case.
Just go there. I mean,
I'm really glad you're here. I am losing my shit.
I wish they'd come back.
This is. They keep doing this where, like, they leave for long periods of time, and it's 5:30 already?
Mm-hmm.
I've been here for a while. I didn't know if, like... I don't know. Are you looking to see if there's more info
online?
No,
I haven't had this from now. I have from Danny. I have from Kara. So I called her.
I talked to Kara yesterday. I was taking a walk around 5. I met a new friend last night, a friend of a friend, this girl Malia. We went to Tallahassee food trucks.
Wow.
Last night, hung out with her for hours. Are you telling her?
Yeah. Because she also Googled and said, oh my God, there was a shooting, do you know? So both she and John Googled, you know.
Why would they Google? Why would that just come up?
I mean, I said to both of them, I'm going to the department. They're the people I said, I'm going to, I mean, John was there when I got John got the call from the police officer. So then I'm in the car, I'm like, I'm calling Kara.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm on my way to the police office.
Well, I would have called you and Kara, but Kara's in Portland.
Right. I'm really glad you're here. So I just, I just
can't.
No worries. And so I'm just saying to her that Danny's been shot and it's serious. Because until I know that, I can't quite take it in that that's the.
Do you think you could, like, you're allowed to leave the room? Can you?
Oh, here they're coming.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that Lynn just came.
Oh, good.
Just got the car seats in, and she's headed out.
So we have a real concern.
Okay.
Would it be possible for a rabbi to be sent to the hospital?
Okay. So Danny's very religious.
Okay. I don't know if he's even alive. But
okay. We're just really struggling with the idea that he's there alone.
No.
And he's very religious.
Okay.
Extremely.
And I'm sorry I didn't think of this earlier, but I can give you the names of the two rabbis in town, and I think they should be called.
Okay.
At least he's not, because his family isn't, like, nobody's there with
him.
Okay.
Yeah. If Sarah, can you write down these names?
Because I think if they could go,
like, okay,
whatever's happening, whatever state he's in, some kind of blessing is required.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't have any phone numbers.
Okay.
But Jack Romberg is the name of...
R-O-M-B-E-R-G?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the name of one of the rabbis. The other rabbi has a name that's going to take you a while to spell. His name
Sometimes
is
those are the easy ones, because I find one and that's the only one there is.
His name is Schneuer Oirichman.
Common spelling on that?
Yeah. Nice. That's really his name.
That's a good one.
But his last name is Oirichman. O-I-R-E-C-H-M-A-N.
Oh my God.
His first name is Schneuer, S-C-H-N-O-Y-E-R.
So I'm just Googling Rabbi Tallahassee.
And I'll see what I can find. If you'll tear that out for me, and I'll see what I can find.
Thank you.
But Lynn is here. The car seats are in. I've spoken to the preschool. I changed the name. They were fine with that.
Preschool knows that...
Lynn is coming.
Okay.
Yes, I've spoken with them after you spoke with them and told them she was coming. They were fine.
Okay. Do they know what's going on?
I don't know. The investigator, made contact, so I don't know what all they know. Okay. But we spoke with Lynn and said...
She's going to take him to the house?
Yep. And
does
said...
Does know what's going on?
We explained to her he is severely injured. He may, probably will not make it. But
he knows not to. They don't tell
correct.
So they're just going to pick him up, say, Mommy's in a meeting? Mommy's
busy. Time for McDonald's. Auntie Lynn's picking you up.
Okay.
And then... And then I have her, cell phone number, because I knew you didn't have your phone right then. We'll get that back to you here shortly, hopefully.
Okay.
And I told her that you would call her and probably go straight to the house, whether it's us taking you there, Jane taking you there, whatever, however you need to get there.
Does my car need to stay here?
I don't think so.
I gave them my keys,
yep,
right?
They have the keys because I got the car seats out.
Okay.
But yeah, all that should be done. Unfortunately, just everything's time consuming. So that's, kind of all we're waiting on.
Okay.
Let me see what I can.
We need that. I mean, that's just urgent.
Okay,
that's
absolutely.
Just really
and it's Jack Romberg and Rabbi.
You can call him like Oirichman.
Oirichman. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see what we can do.
Thank you for thinking of that.
You're welcome.
And I did tell him, as your ice, that you want to talk to him again. So
yeah.
Come in.
And is there a bathroom that I can use?
Yes.
I have a similar urgency need. Let me swipe my hands before they let me just step out there.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Then it goes to your left. And then kind of in that little...
Thank you. I'm sorry. Do you mind if I sit in this chair?
Oh, please do.
Jane, I'm sorry. I don't know that his family knows yet. Did they get that information?
We're working on that. What we do usually as a law enforcement agency, we don't like to tell people that over the phone if we can try to avoid it, just because it's kind of shocking news. And we
So can you tell law enforcement there to go to the
correct,
house?
Correct. That's what we're trying to do now.
Is that better? Yes.
Yeah, because we don't know, especially people's conditions and how they're going to react. So if someone gets so upset that they have a heart attack or something, we want, you know, not just be on the phone.
It's better to have a human.
Mm-hmm.
But they're working on that now.
Yes.
So it's an actual fact that he's not going to survive these injuries.
That's what General Isom?
Yeah, Investigator Isom. Yeah, that's what he.
He's not General.
Investigator.
Whatever. I call him Grabs you sometimes. That's okay.
I was just in the car with him. I'm like, what is your name? What do I do?
Okay.
I saw that one from Kara. If you need to call her, you can. You're not being held hostage here.
Just tell her.
So what we're in the process right now, and to do that, generally we have to, it's almost like a telegraph that we send to the other agency, kind of giving the information on who to make contact. It's very old school as we were about to start working here.
I know that it's not, like, well, I don't know what's happening right now, but like as of a little bit ago, it wasn't definitive. Do they want to wait until it's definitive?
Well,
or do they want him to
to get in contact with them because I think some decisions need to be made, and because they're his parents, they would be his next of kin. Yeah.
So he's still alive, but he's maybe on life support or some such thing.
I don't know terms around it, but it's from what Investor Isom was telling her, it does not look.
He was shot in the head?
From what was he necessary? So
I said that and he didn't answer it.
So it's just he was very badly
shot
multiple times, maybe badly.
When I think he did say that there was trauma to his face. And that's when you're asking about the kids, showing the boy.
I wanted the kids to be with him, but not if he looks scary.
And not if he's, I mean, there's nothing to be.
I know, I just thought he might be like.
No, I know.
I got the feeling he might be a little bit alive.
Right.
And if he's a little bit alive, I wanted him to, like, touch
the kids. Be able to see
the
children, right? But he's apparently beyond that. Like, he probably hasn't regained consciousness.
From what Investor Isom said, correct, yes.
From
what he was saying, I wouldn't.
He was found in a really dreadful state, and he has not come out of any kind of. He ended that phase. Oh, wedded, good Lord. Have you called your parents, darling?
No. After we're just going.
Did she call her parents?
They have her phone.
But yeah, I know
their number.
I do know my family's number.
I don't
know the answer.
I don't know that. I don't want to say yes. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm gonna go to the bathroom and come back. Do you need to, like, am I a suspect? Do you need to, like, watch me?
No, I don't need to watch you.
Okay, I'll be back.
What I'll do too is I'll just check and see if you can call your
parents. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I don't see any issue with it.
I just think they're gonna want to come up.
Well, and you're gonna want them here, honey.
Yeah.
So they need they need to get in the car right now, and they need to come up.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what needs to happen. Because they can stay with you at your house,
and they can help you with the boys.
We can just try to figure out if you're safe to be in the house.
Yeah.
It's me. So I'm just updating you. Danny is expected to die. Gunshot wounds. Don't tell anybody else, just keep it to yourself, but I know that you're. He's Wendy, of course, I mean, they've been interviewing her as a suspect, and I have suggested Jeff Lacoste. That's my contribution. And also suggested that we get a rabbi over there. Because he's alone, he doesn't have family here. This is really terrible. It's really terrible. There's nothing you can do that I can think of. Wendy's got, I mean, they brought me here to get the kids, but I thought, God, the poor children, they won't know me. And actually, it's probably better that I'm, you know, here with Wendy. I'm sitting here with the victim advocate, and now the investigator, and I'm going to get off the phone. Mm-hmm. I will. All right. Bye, Dawn.
Okay, I appreciate you coming up here.
I'll get out of your way.
It's time to go. Okay. We got some more stuff we have to take care of. But I really appreciate you coming up here and talking to her. And
I've suggested to you that you look at Jeff Lacoste.
That's what Sarah was saying. I'm not sure who that guy is.
Well, she'll tell you about it. And
is she going to tell me everything?
I imagine she will. I mean, she's been Danny's a jealous guy. Jeff is a jealous guy.
All right.
As a social worker, I would be.
Well, let me ask you this. If Jeff is the new guy, why would he do what?
Just because this is something I wouldn't say in front of Wendy.
Okay.
Something I wouldn't say. I'm right here.
Doing the kind of work I do, I would think, you know, there's this person, and then he loves Wendy. Danny makes Wendy's life very difficult. Wendy is currently making his life very difficult. I don't know him to be a lunatic, but he's a jealous guy.
Okay. All right.
That's what I would say. He's my colleague, so he's somebody I think of as a decent guy.
That would be who now?
Jeff Lacoste is my colleague.
Okay. All right.
Are you leaving?
Yes, I'm being kicked out.
Oh.
Really? But I can come get you if you need me.
Okay.
Okay? So if you can't drive, it's no problem.
What's your number, Jane, so I can give you a call?
321-4657. I'm happy to come get you. I'm happy to come get you. You need to talk to these guys.
Can you make sure someone goes to see Danny? I guess they're going to do that.
That's not your job. You're going to make sure that there's
I know Sergeant Baldwin, when I was out there, I didn't talk to her when
you were working on that.
It's really critical
that he be blessed today. That a rabbi go there. Absolutely critical.
Bye. Thank you for coming.
Okay. I am available to you. I'm going now, but you know.
Oh.
This is a process, and you're going to move through it.
Thank you.
I'm glad. Thanks very much. And these guys were very generous to let me come in here at all. So thanks very much for
that.
I think he'll just ask you some more questions, and they just need to, you know, they don't. And sometimes, you know what, friends and family try to help, but sometimes they can.
No, it's good that you
tell their side. And that was good.
Oh, fuck.
I'm sorry, it's so cold in here, and I was irresponsible to not offer you a jacket.
I'm not sure if it's cold in here. I was like shaking from the moment the officers came into the restaurant and were like.
That's not a normal situation.
And so I didn't know what it was. I knew it wasn't good. And so I feel like my body started shaking a few hours ago. I don't know if I'm actually cold, but thank you for the jacket.
Well, it's generally, I don't have goosebumps yet, but usually I get goosebumps in this room, so it might be warmer than normal, but I think nerves. And then they said that they should be done with your phone very soon, too, and then that's when.
Well, they just sort of. Can I get an update from, like, I just want to make sure the kids are not freaking out. Like, I don't know what Lynn told them, and I trust her very much, but, like, is there any way to just get an update on my kids to make sure they're okay, like, they're in good hands, but I don't know. I mean, just to make sure, like, they're not being told, like,
too much information at once.
Yeah, or just, like, where's mommy? I would like them to say, like, mommy's at a work meeting or something.
Okay.
Like, just something that the kids would understand. Like, sometimes mommy's at work, so they get the idea of, like,
okay.
I mean, they would wonder why is mommy at work at this hour, but something.
Okay. Let me check on that, okay?
I'm not trying to create more work for you.
You're not creating more work. This is kind of what I'm here for right now. Exactly what I'm here for, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
sitting in this room by myself right now is like a form of torture.
I'm sorry. I know. I keep leaving you and I don't want to, but... Joanna has been in and out of here, the female. She is just to get some back. She's our special victim investigator, which means she does all the child and sexual assault and those types of crimes.
Yeah.
And she spoke to Lynn, and she Lynn's very well aware that
Lynn also has an MSW. Mm-hmm.
Everyone does. It seems like sometimes. So very aware that they don't know, you know, what's going on, not to disclose anything, you know.
Yeah.
Overly.
But Lynn knows.
I don't know what Joanna's, I mean, Lynn knows something's up and something's wrong, and I'm sure Lynn and, like, everyone else seems to do nowadays probably Googled or looked at the news, you know.
Yeah.
So, and I think she does know it involves, obviously, Dean.
Because I'm here, and I seem to be okay.
And then, also, she, they did get in touch.
With the rabbi?
With one of the rabbis, yes.
Is that one over there?
I believe so,
that's
yes.
Great.
And then, if nothing else, even... the hospital usually has.
Hi. That's his cell phone number.
Okay.
I spoke with the I spoke with him, mm-hmm. and he's going up there.
Good.
I spoke with the hospital, and they have already had somebody come by. They have already had a rabbi come by.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because they have chaplains.
Who they have?
They have chaplains of all different denominations.
Like just on call.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of Jews in town.
I don't know, but he is going, and that's his cell phone.
Okay.
I told him you would probably touch base and reach out to him.
Honestly,
whenever.
I don't really have a great relationship with him.
Okay.
So he's not really who I want to talk to
that's
right now.
Fine.
I just want to make sure he's
the
getting
other
Danny
rabbi that you gave
needs.
Me is out of town.
Oh, I have a great relationship with him.
Okay. Yeah, he's on his voicemail. It said he's out of town until
Facebook. He's with his grandkids.
Yeah, so it would be in and out.
Okay.
He was like, is there anybody else in the community I need to reach out to? I said, you know, as of right now, you know,
I'm
so.
I'm going to take his number to give to his parents in case they
want. Yeah, have them. They would probably want to talk to the rabbi. So
okay.
I'm really glad he's going over there. I can't talk to him right now.
Okay. And that's fine. And I mean, he asked about you and asked if there was anything you needed. And okay, so, and I said, well, you know, I may have her, you know, if she wants to reach out. And he's like, absolutely, anything, you know, that's needed. So,
oh my God. Thank you.
No problem. And don't worry, Lynn, we spoke. She knows the children don't know what's going on.
And she knows?
She knows that he was seriously injured. And that
did she seem okay? Like, is she with
yeah.
Alan? Are they
no?
Together?
I talked with Alan. She was out when I got him.
Okay.
Apparently, he just does not answer his cell phone. He's like, "Let me give you my cell phone." I was like, "I've called it twice." So she was out somewhere. She wasn't at home when I got a hold of him.
Okay.
So he said, "Let me call her. I'll have her come." So she came by herself, but she had talked to him. She was fine, cool as a cucumber.
Okay.
She's, you know, and just for time's sake, I knew Jane was up here with you. I was going to bring her up, but just it was at 5:30 getting her out to get the kids.
Yeah.
And she knows the kids don't know anything, and it was going to be, you know, mom's running late, Aunt Lynn, it's McDonald's time, whatever the case may be.
That sounds great.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem. I'm sorry my face is so red. I told her I was laughing because my rear end's sticking up, you know, bending over, getting the seats. So I was like, I'm sure 7th Avenue
God.
Was loving
did
this.
Did you see all the Cheerios that are in that car?
We did. At least you, you know,
I know
can
it's
be all
there.
Out.
I meant to
no,
clean the car
please.
This week. No, I'm glad I didn't because it would look like I was trying to erase the crime scene.
Well, and the funny thing was that we said, I don't know which car seat goes to which. And when we were walking up, I said, okay, I have the left, you have the right, and then we set them down, and she and I picked them up, and I went, I don't remember
one
which one
kid is
which.
Short and chunky, and one kid is long and skinny.
So
and
when they get in and it doesn't fit, they'll have to figure it out.
They'll figure it out.
Because as we were walking out, I was like, oh, I don't remember which one was which.
Lynn is really great.
Yeah, yeah. So she was great, and, you know, Alan was like, because I was very cryptic with him on the phone, I just don't want to tell people, he's like, do I need to come up there? I'm like, no. He's, everything's fine.
That's a good invitation.
I was like, she's all right. He's like, okay. So.
But you told him that Danny was.
I told Lynn more than I told him.
Okay.
Just because it was on the phone, so I'm sure when Lynn left here, she called. So.
Am I just gonna be here for like hours?
I don't think so. I mean, I think
it's gonna be that long.
Okay. I think they're just quite honestly waiting on. The phone, remember how we told you they put it on the machine?
that he had to...
Right, to do the phone, and it just takes...
Forever.
Depending what's on there,
yeah.
As far as if you have lots of pictures of the kids, or, you know, it takes some time to do that.
Yeah.
And then they actually brought your van back here,
awesome.
And I got the car seats out of that, and I think they were finishing up, so... I think that's all
their
way. I'm going
to need the police help to get the car seats back
in. You may.
I always have them installed here.
Yeah, and, you know, on the strap that goes over, we hooked them. I didn't tighten them as tight as they should be. I was like, here, you see? And she's like, nope, I'm good, because they weren't moving. So
yeah.
It's definitely a chore. That's why my face is so red, because I've been out there doing that. But I'll touch base with Isom. Hopefully it's not.
We wanted to talk to him about a potential lead. So
okay, yeah. I'll let him know.
Sorry, I know it's a lot of running around, and
I want to talk to my parents and get them up here.
Okay. And I told him that, and he said it should be relatively soon that you get your phone back, and I don't know.
Why not use someone else's phone?
Yeah, because you know the number. Let me go ask again and just be like, can she just call?
Yeah. Do you have a phone, right?
A cell phone?
If I could borrow a phone. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
How are you doing?
I feel like my head's about to explode.
I'm about the same.
Okay. I need to find out. This number here, 6800.
That's Danny's number. Wait, 6800.
8200.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same here. I'm just going through. These are phone calls that you made.
Yeah.
Charlie's your brother?
Yeah. Well, I didn't call any like weird sex hotlines or anything this morning.
That's okay. We've seen
really
that before.
Embarrassing.
That's all right. You checked your voicemail yet?
Oh.
Or no, you
Why
checked.
Why would it be a 305 number?
I don't know. Your number, isn't that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, I called this number.
Okay, that says voicemail.
Right.
Okay,
I don't know what that means, but I'm just basically going over this with you to see if you can clear up anything. And of course, this is Charlie, your brother. Michelle Turner.
A friend of mine who lives in Colorado. Renee. Renee is the one that used to be the victim advocate. Renee is a very close friend of mine that is interviewing at FSU today for a position and leaving at 7:30. And if there was ever a woman I would really like to get a hug from, it's Renee, but I don't want to bother her on her.
Rita Hinden?
That's the mother of my friend Tova Nugent. So it must be like a family plan under her mom's name for some reason. But
so you called the friend?
My friend Tova is returning her message.
T-O-B-A?
T-O-V-A, Tova.
Okay. Emily Benfer?
I didn't talk to her. I sent her a text.
Okay, I see it.
I just sent her a gift for her baby, and she was texting me to thank me.
Here, we're going to talk about Jeff here in a minute.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It looked like part of the ceiling just fell off.
I know. I was worried about that, too. That's like that one's crying before, but maybe it was some other.
I really can't. I guess I need to hold on to this in case Danny needs it.
Just happen in case, yeah. And I took it down too, so when I get in contact with his parents, I can refer.
It would matter to them.
Okay.
To have contact with like the local Jewish stuff in town. I bet Bet's gonna, I won't answer it, but it's my friend Robin, and I bet. She's in the general counsel's office at FSU. I bet she's, I wonder what people have seen by now.
I don't know. And that's kind of why we're trying to get his parents notified, because that's kind of, it's very difficult now to beat technology and news sometimes in this field.
I missed Robin. He's called Jimmy Judkins. That's my attorney. Should I call him? That's my attorney for the divorce case, not like an attorney for life.
And once Investigator Isom finishes talking to you, I'd call whoever you feel comfortable with calling.
Okay. Whoa. just need to know you're all okay. I don't even know who these people are. Can I listen to the message from Robin just to hear what's, like, why I need to call Jimmy? She's called a lot of times. God, I wonder what she knows. Try the... She's gonna text me. Never mind. It's weird. So why would Jimmy need to talk to me? He's my lawyer for the divorce case. This is Lincoln from last week.
Cutie, very pretty hair. Very serious in that picture.
So cute. I'm curious, like, what's coming in right now. It looks like a whole bunch of nothing. No one's writing me yet. I can get a sale on Victoria's Secret stuff. Governor Rick Scott has things going on.
Forget, because sometimes I tend to do that when you're ready to get out of here. Yeah. What's your phone number?
954-803-0079.
Okay. All right. I was just looking to see.
Yeah.
There's a lot of nothing going on. And then my attorney really wants to talk to me.
Okay.
Did you hear about that?
No.
I think it's nothing.
Attorney for...
our divorce case.
Oh, okay.
It says we got a new judge.
Oh.
Anyway.
Okay. I didn't know earlier, but apparently you got a guy in your life named Jeff.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about Jeff.
I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to hide anything.
No, I know you weren't.
I just didn't think to tell you about him. So he's been my boyfriend. We've been dating since end of October. Jane actually set us up, which is why Jane thought of him first. And Jane and I had a long talk earlier this week. We went on a walk together and talked about, I wasn't really sure I wanted to continue dating him. We had like a fight at the end of June, and it was weird, and then I went away for 2 weeks and just got back, and I asked him to just no contact for a week just so I could kind of figure out whether I wanted to be with him or not.
When did you ask him that?
Monday night after yoga. I sent him an email Monday night.
Yours or his yoga or both?
I don't know what that means. I went to a yoga class.
We went to yoga together or?
Like together.
Okay.
Some guys like yoga.
I'm not judging, I'm just asking.
I go to yoga, or I
used
to.
And Jeff goes too?
And he would go with me sometimes.
So Monday night, after yoga.
I sent him.
This past Monday.
This Monday, okay. Yes, July 14th.
Okay.
I just sent him an email and said, you know, my heart is really heavy and I'm having trouble figuring out what to do. It'd be a lot easier if I just, like, didn't have any contact from you for 1 week, and then we'll kind of figure out where to go from there. And so I haven't had any contact from him.
Was he amicable to that, or did he?
He didn't respond to it. I said, I'm going to take your silence as acceptance, and.
Oh, okay. You were in person telling.
No, I emailed him after yoga. He'd been like, "Let's go out tomorrow. Let's go out the next day," and I have a hard time saying no, and so I didn't say no in person, and then. Later, I wrote him and said, I really just need like a week of silence to get some clarity on where we are.
Okay. So he never responded. Still has not responded.
The only response I had is that I bought some presents for Ben for his birthday when Jeff and I went to Destin one time and he had them at his house. And so he brought them. I came to work and there was a bag of the presents from his house. But I had asked him at yoga, I said, oh, when you get a chance, I'm really going to need you to bring those presents because I don't have the boys this week and I could wrap them. And so he just brought the presents so I could wrap them.
When did he bring them?
It must have been Tuesday morning at some point. I think I got to the, I'm not in the office like 9 to 5 right now because I just finished teaching and students are out of session and so I have writing deadlines, so I work sometimes from home or from a coffee shop, and so I got in, I rolled into work sometime mid-morning, and they were there. So I don't know what time he was there, but I could ask my assistant.
Well, that's all right. You're saying you asked him for them.
And he brought
them. On the phone, I guess?
Yeah, when I saw him at yoga on Monday,
okay.
I had mentioned to him that I wanted to wrap these presents. I had all, you know, most of the week without the boys, and I was, you know, looking for something to do. I might as well wrap Ben's birthday presents, and so he bought them. He brought them to the office.
So he brought them even after the whole...
I said no contact, but yeah.
Okay. Why would you say, I mean, just... how long have you been seeing Jeff?
Since the end of September.
Okay. All right, and so since September, you all have been seeing each other exclusively?
In the fall, I was dating someone else too, and the relationship really evolved around February. You know, I post-divorce, I was kind of slow to like, but so I jokingly used to call him my special man friend, and around February, he started being more like my boyfriend. He started spending some time with the kids, and they really adore him, and I introduced him as mommy's friend, not as mommy's boyfriend, so they just think of him as Jeffrey, and he plays Star Wars with them, and so he and I would spend time together on the nights or the days I didn't have the boys, and then when I had the boys, he never stayed over, but he would sometimes join us for dinner and play with the kids and then go home, and things actually were great, and I was very happy, and then we went to Gainesville together. He's a social work professor at FSU, and he was teaching a class at Gainesville, and so I didn't have the boys that weekend. I went with him to work on some writing, and we had a great weekend until Saturday night. We went out to dinner, we came home, and he just like was convinced that I'd been cheating on him for months and like had kept track of it and was just absolutely convinced that I was cheating on him, and I kept telling him I wasn't, and he just was, I felt like not very trusting of me, and it just made me feel really uncomfortable. And after that happened, I wasn't sure that I wanted to be with him anymore.
I'm wondering what brought this on, the whole not trusting thing.
I mean, I'd been dating someone else in the fall, and so he knew, he had asked me, did you see someone else in the fall? Kind of once things were good with us, maybe around April, and I said I did, and I told him about it, and he felt like I don't know, he was jealous of him, and he was like, I don't want you to see him, and he was, the guy I was dating was leaving town, and so I said, well, I want to, you know, go get coffee for him with him before I leave town, and he said like, I really, you know, I don't want you to do that, and we had an argument about it, and I went and had coffee with him anyway, and he ended up at the same coffee shop at the same time and saw us having coffee and got really angry. And but
when was that?
That was May.
May.
Like mid to late May, maybe.
Okay. Well, do you think it was a coincidence, or do you think he intentionally went to
that? I think it was a total coincidence.
Okay.
I was only there for like 30 minutes, and yeah, I think it just is a small town. Can't stop them.
All right. What kind of car does Jeff drive?
I'm really bad with this. It's silver colored. Okay. I think it's a Nissan. Very old and very run down.
Okay. Silver Nissan?
Gray silver.
Okay. You don't know what year or how many doors or anything?
I want to say 2 doors.
2 door?
And I don't know what year it is. I have no idea.
You pretty sure about the 2 door?
I'm pretty sure. I feel like, yeah.
Is it his car exclusively?
Exclusively. He doesn't even have to share it with anyone.
Okay. Does he live alone?
Mm-hmm.
Where does he live?
He lives in an apartment complex. I've actually only been over there once because he was kind of embarrassed. He lives, it's a basement apartment, and it's off Park Street. I think it's called Victory Gardens.
Okay.
It's off, it's like between Park and Appalachie.
Mm-hmm. It's off Victory Garden. You don't know the name of the complex?
I thought that's the name of it. Is Victory Gardens a road?
Victory Gardens a road, yeah.
I thought that was the name of the apartment.
That's right. That's
is it closer to Park Avenue, or is it closer to, or is it halfway down?
It's, if you turn left, if you're on Park and you're heading towards downtown, if you turn left, it's on your right.
Okay.
Who are you?
I'm sorry. I'm Investigator Cherry. I just got a couple of questions. If
okay.
I can just jump in
real
quick.
Yeah.
Obviously, we asked earlier about Danny's passcode, so his phone and his iPad and all his stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can tell you one that he used to have back in the day.
Yeah, let me have that one.
God, it's the only one I can think of, though.
It's okay.
I know a passcode used to be Mera Gleam 1. It was M-E-R-A-G-L-I-M 1.
I'm sorry, M-E?
E is an elephant. Mera, R-A-G-L-I-M. Mera Gleam 1.
1.
But this is like...
It's a while ago.
It's a while
ago. I got that. Well, here's the thing. I got 3 kids, and we've downloaded a lot of games on our phones and our iPad and everything, and the little buggers will try to know the passcode. Now, Danny seemed very involved with his children.
Yeah.
I got that sense as soon as I stepped in the house. Is there any chance that the
Maybe
kids may know?
Maybe they know the iPad code. They might.
All right. When we get a chance, can we just double check and see that, because that might help us out.
Can I ask them rather than you? I just think.
Oh no. I want you to ask them.
Absolutely, they know. I don't have an iPad, but my parents do, and they know like what's the secret code. You know,
right.
So they would
right.
know if Abba had a secret. That's what they call Danny. They call him Abba. They would know if Abba had a secret code. What's the secret code?
Right.
So I can ask them in a way that.
Yeah, and so the iPad and the phone, if they know.
Does his phone have
you
a
the,
passcode? Yeah. Do you have his phone? Yeah.
Let's
get it. Here's the kid's date of birth.
I was thinking maybe that. I mean, I don't know. Usually people use like dogs. We don't have a dog. He didn't have a dog growing up.
Yeah. Well, the texts are telling me that it was possibly a number. Like mine's a number and not necessarily
That's what
a word.
I would think it would be a number.
Yeah. So I was thinking maybe birthdays and whatnot.
Yeah. So
the one son's birthday is July 29, 2009.
Which one's that?
That's Ben.
And
any other ones is October 13th, 2013.
No, 2012.
I'm sorry, 2010.
You were wrong to do
that. I know.
That's Lincoln.
I was there for it.
Yeah. You were there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, mine are 6, 3, and 8 months tomorrow.
Oh.
Okay. Just Yeah, let me know.
Okay, so I will, as soon as I see them and it's appropriate, I'll ask them and see if I can find out.
Well, he can try the 2 date of birth now.
Oh, no, of course. I just meant in terms of asking them what's Abba's secret code.
And it may be important to kind of get that out of the way.
I know, I just meant like I haven't seen my kids
yet. No, I understand that. And it is.
As soon as I see them and I can be like, does Aunt Lynn have an iPad? You know. Abba has an iPad. What's his code? I'll ask as soon as I can ask. Okay.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So that's is that Hebrew, the Abba?
Yeah.
Okay, that's father.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know that like abuela for Spanish is grandmother.
That's true.
Right, Sarah?
It is.
Do you speak Spanish?
No, I probably should, but I don't.
I do.
Okay. The guy that you were seeing in the fall that Jeff got jealous of.
His name's Daniel.
Daniel?
Mm-hmm.
Daniel what?
Sack.
S-A-C-K.
There's more to come as we break down the police interrogation of Wendy Adelson. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss our next segment. If you're joining us midway through, every single day, we're dropping parts 1 through 5 of Wendy Adelson's police interrogation interview. What did she know? And where did she know it?
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.